Good Friday morning. I'm Jay Ogden of Oakland Church of Christ. Hope you've had a good week and a good start to your day. It was towards evening, the sun was setting, and a gentle sea breeze was blowing. As they do each day, the seagulls, the pelicans, the skimmers, and the sandpipers were making their way to the evening abode. Many of them were winging their way to Bird Island, a well-known roosting place off the coast of Florida. There they would roost and rest for the night. Watching birds gave me some insight into the human struggle. Some of the birds' flight was seemingly effortless. They pumped their wings in a slow, rhythmic pace and made excellent progress even against the gentle breeze. In order to gain the same ground, other birds had to flap their wings twice as hard to go twice as slow. Yet they persisted on to their predetermined destination and roosted just as safely as the ones that had gotten there ahead of them. Human beings have different capacities and abilities too. Some folks seem to glide effortlessly through this life, everything falling into place, and they don't even break a sweat. Others have to claw. They crawl and grind every step of the way, and their progress is unbelievably slow. But the race is not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. The tortoise beat the hare. David beat the giant. Sometimes folks who have it too easy get lackadaisical, try gliding, and they end up losing momentum. The grinders, on the other hand, just keep plodding away. They may suffer numerous setbacks, but eventually are successful in their venture. In the race to win the crown of life, there will be differing capacities and abilities among the participants. Not all have the same gifts. And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 6. We are required to do the best we can with what we have. There are those who have the gift of gab, can memorize scripture at the drop of a hat, and have the perfect illustration to make a point and effortlessly proclaim the message. Others will never be able to stand before an audience to preach or to pray and have trouble even memorizing John chapter 3 verse 16 and wouldn't know an illustration if it were to even draw itself. Jesus assures us that the race does not go just to the swift and to the smooth. In his parable of the talents, the two-talent man didn't have as much ability as the five-talent man and was only slightly stronger than the one-talent man, Matthew chapter 25. The five-talent man was one of those smoothies for whom life is good. Oh, that didn't mean he didn't work hard to gain the approval of his master, but he was far ahead of his nearest competition. Did you notice there wasn't a four or three talent man? The two talent man was a grinder. Never on his best day would he be a five talenter, but that didn't stop him from plodding onward and making progress. After all his effort, he was only slightly more capable than the one talent man, but he worked hard and got the job done. Isn't it marvelous that the two-talent man received exactly the same commendation as the five-talent man? The five-talent man went out and made five more, and the two-talent man doubled his to four. Now, 10 is still more than four, but both men are commended in exactly the same words. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The Lord has good news for his grinders in his kingdom. You may never ever catch up with those who are light years ahead of you in ability, but eventually you will have the same resting place if you will just keep plodding away. You may find yourself going two steps backwards for every three steps forward, but that's one step of progress. Do the math. Don't give up the struggle. When the wind is blowing contrary to the direction you want to be going, put your head down. Lean your shoulders into the wind and press onward. And when you would be discouraged that your progress is not as great as the person in front of you, remember the story of the talent. The two-talent man didn't make 10 talents and wasn't going to, but the Lord was happy with what he did accomplish. Hope you have a good rest of your day today. We would love to have you at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. We meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30, also again at 5 o'clock. And on Wednesday nights for Bible study at 7 o'clock. You can also find us on Facebook at Oakland Church of Christ. We would love to have you stream with us as well. Thank you and have a blessed day.